We're going to make a mitzvah Hashem to see him. We'll make it Sunday morning after davening. Because you can be there only for Sunday, so we'll make it a mitzvah Hashem Sunday. Okay. Sunday morning after davening. Interesting, this small little device that I taped the shiur on, it's not just, we think it's just, we're sitting over here and we're hearing the shiur. I got a phone call yesterday from someone, the name is Yitzchak Dweck. He lives in Manchester, England.
Manchester.
He tells me that his son...
England.
His son, his name is Ari Dweck, a bar mitzvah bacha, just turned bar mitzvah a month ago. For the past 3.5 months, every morning he gets up at 6 in the morning on his own, listens to the shiur, I guess from the next day, by the time, maybe the next morning, 6 a.m., 7 hours ahead of us, 6 hours ahead of us, and he hasn't missed a morning. Every single morning, a 12-year-old kid, 13, he turned bar mitzvah, every single morning... Getting up, and he finished it. For him, it's a big, tak a big simcha. Finishing Masechta Brachas on his own every morning, 6 in the morning, getting up to learn the Masechta. Well, they're kleintzika, they're mashinka.
Okay,
what I mean to say is that we're learning over here in a small little winkle, small little corner. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, there's a bar mitzvah bacha. Tak a gewaldig geschrift for bar mitzvah bacha. Right, 100%. Let's learn weiter. Zog the Gemara. Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the two dots, Kol Chois Mei Brachas. This is 7 lines from the top. Kol Chois Mei Brachas Shem Migdosh, they used to say, meaning the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that all Chois Mei Brachas, they used to say, they Messiah Mei Bracha. We say Amen at the end of the Bracha. They said, Baruch Shem Kod Machutz Elohim Vod, instead of Amen. But when Messiah every bracha, they said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Ada Oilom. Ada Oilom. Then they were Mesakan, that don't just say Ada Oilom, say Mina Oilom Ada Oilom. Because the Tzedukim, they said there's only one world. One world, Mina Oilom. Mashmah, there's only one world. They were Koif and Trias Amazim. Zog the Gemara, and then, Kol Kach Lomash, Levishen Oinin, Amen b'Mikdash. Oh, so the Gemara says as follows: Kol Kach Lomo. Why? Meaning, why did they have to say Mina Oilam in the first place? And then, because Tzukim said there's only one world, because and then they were misakin to say Mina Oilam by the Oilam. Don't say Mina Oilam in the first place. If you don't say min oilam in the first place, kol kach loma, that's as Mepharshim explained the kasha. If you don't say min oilam in the first place, then you don't have to get into the problem of min oilam that Tzedukin says, well, just one world, so you have to misakim min oilam ad oilam. Avdem entered the Gemara because lifi shein oinin omen ba mikdosh. That means, since you don't say omen in a mikdosh, since you don't say omen in a mikdosh, so you'll have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elo Oilam Vod instead. So it won't help you that you don't, even if you're not going to be Mesakan to say Mina Oilam, you'll still have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elo Oilam Vod. And it will still connote, it will still mean, it will still imply, it will still be the toast that they'll say there's only one world. So in Mele, you ultimately have to say Mina Oilam Vod Oilam. That's how Mepharshim explained the Shaka V'Taya. It's a very sosim dik Shaka V'Taya. Zogdama Kol Kach Lomo, why do you have to say Mina Oilam in the first place? Don't say Mina Oilam, you don't have the problem of Mesakan Ad Oilam. Enter the Gemara. Since they don't say Amen, but rather they say Baruch Shem Kod Machuz Olam Vod, if you say Baruch Shem Kod Machuz Olam Vod, so you're anyways saying the word La'olam. If you're saying the word La'olam, so they'll invite to be the toast, they'll say there's only one world, and it's that Misakan La'olam, Ada Olam. Now, why did the Taka not say Amen in the Beis HaMikdosh? The reason they don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdosh is because they said the Shema Mefarish. So you say Shema Mefarish, it's not Sagi, it's not enough to just say Amen. That's say Baruch Shem Kod Machuz Olam Vod. Zog the Gemara. From where do we know, Taka? Shein oinin. Amen ba mikdosh. Shein taka don't say amen in a mikdosh. Shenem abgut says in the posuk. Kumu. Bochas Hashem alekeichem. Mina oilom. Vi ad ha oilom. It says clearly. Bochas Hashem alekeichem. Mina oilom. Ad ha oilom. So this posuk implies that you say. Boch shem kvod. Voime by vochu. Hashem kvodcha. So this is pasuk is implying that you say Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso instead of Amen.
Now, sagt die Gemara, Yochol kol habrochas kulon teila en tila achas?
Meaning, bishlema, when you just say amen. So amen, you need an amen every time. When you say mechayim meis, you need an amen. When you say rev chayle am yisol, you need an amen. Every amen is going on that bracha. But if you're saying baruch shem koyd machus alayim vayed, that itself is the bracha. So it's the same bracha every time, really. Baruch shem koyd machus alayim vayed. So then maybe you should one should be suffice for all of them.
Zog di gemara tamid leim am roim al kol bracha v'tehila al kol bracha v'bracha tein lo tehila.
Give its own separate tehila on every bracha. So emeila taki give it every. Tila gets his own bracha, so Meli, you say it every single time. You say Baruch Shem Koyd Machusai. You say Min Olam this nusach.
Well, actually, you say Baruch Shem Koyd Machusai Olam Boed every time.
Zogt Rashi, Vay Baruch Shem Koydcha, Baruch Shem Koyd Machusai Olam Boed. Oynim ham Oynim. Vamevorich Oymer. The point that makes the bracha says Baruch Hashem Lekei Som Min Olam Vada Olam. Why do they say both? The whole purpose of Olam Hazeh is like a proizdor. Min Olam ad Olam. The purpose is a proizdor in order to get and attain Olam Habo. Lifnei Atraklin. Meaning it's a proizdor to attain, to come to the palace. Kloima. Hinhigu b'choyso b'olam hazeh. Kedei liyos regilim l'olam habo shkulei och. Prepare yourself for Olam Habo. So, in fact, the moment, maybe only Tila Achas, Shiana Pam Achas, Baruch Shem Koyd Machusoy, maybe only once say Baruch Shem Koyd Machusoy, Amen, every time, but Baruch Shem only once. Avdem Zog the Gemara, it says in the Pesach, I'll call Abrachos, meaning on every single one, I'll call Bracha, Bracha, you say Baruch Shem Koyd Machusoy.
Zog the Gemara, Hitkinu, Shiodam Shoyl Beshleim Chaveiroi.
And not at Akonah, they said, you're Shoyl Beshleim Chaveiroi. So the Loshna Mishnah is Ve'oimer. The Gemara brings, the Mishnah mean brings, numerous different psukim. We see the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah says in Haroya, the first Amid, Zok the Mishnah as follows, the end of the Mishnah. First, the Mara brings a Raya from Boyas. Hitkinu she'odim shoyel shloim chaveiro b'shem. She'nehmer, it says by Boyas, V'hinei Boyas, bomi beis lechem, v'yomer lekoitzrim, Hashem imochem. Shoyel b'shem Hashem. V'yomer lo, they answered him, Yevarech Hashem. Then it brings another posik. V'oimer Hashem imcho gibra chayel. Which is not talking about Boyos. That's in another posik. That posik is talking about the Malach giving a bracha to Gidoin. That's the second posik. And then the Gemara says another posik. Va'oimer al tova is kizikno imcha. Va'oimer eis l'Hashem efer terasecho. So what's the pshat in all these va'oimers? Zog the Gemara as follows. May va'oimer v'chitema Boyos midai to the nafshei komar. Well, no raya from Boyos. Maybe Boyas did it on his own accord. He did it on his own. It's into his decision to be Shoyl B'Shem. After all, you're saying the Shem Hashem. So who says you can bring a Raya? Maybe Boyas did it on his own. Avdem Zog Demar Toshma. Hashem Imcho Gibra Chayil. That's already the Malach. The Malach telling Gidon. So that's really not his own accord. The Malach doesn't do anything on his own accord. The Malach is a Shliach, what the Eibishter tells him to do. Now, the truth is, some of Farshim shtel zich, that what do you mean Boyas did it on his own? Every time you bring a raya from the Nevi'im, do we ever say the Novi did it on his own? You don't bring a raya? Azosh teit the Novi. The Novi, whatever the Novi did, is enough to bring a raya. So the pshat is, they want to say, is that over here it's different. Since over here it looks like that he's being moitzi shem shemayim levatola, being shoyuch shalom chaver b'shem, is after all a big chiddush because he's being moitzi shem shemayim. So on that you need a raya that it's not on his own. Stam, when you bring a raya from the Nevi'im, so merely you bring a raya, what they said. And whatever din you want to bring out. But here it's a din which is be'etzem mechudesh tekedin because you're saying Shem Shemayim. So then you need a proof that it's al pi amokim. And that's what the Gemara brings, a raya from the Malach. That what? For Oymer, the second pasuk, that the Malach told him. Now, so what's wrong with the Malach itself? So why don't you bring a raya from the Malach itself? After the Malach, you have the raya from Boyer that's Megalan on the other one. Avdem Zog the Gemara. That's the next Shaka V'taya. V'chi teima Malachu de ko'om alei legidoin. Maybe it's only the Malach telling Gidoin. Zogt Rashi, Kloimar. He didn't ask Bishloimoi. Kloimar, loy shal Bishloimoi, v'loy borchoi, ela b'shlichus komar. Me'es amokum, levasre, shashchini imoi, v'loy gamini minei. The Malach is telling Mishlichus from the Eibishter, Hashem will be with you. That doesn't mean that you be shoyl b'shloim chaver b'shem. You can't buy a halacha and build from there that when you shoyl b'shloim chaver, you say b'shem. There's no raya. He wasn't being shoyl b'shloim at all. He didn't even give him a bracha. He told him what the Eibishter is mevasa him. This is what's going to take place. So there's no raya from the Malach either. Avdem zog the third pasuk.
Toshma al tovois ki zikna imcha. Meaning, al tovois, zogt Rashi, al tovois is boyaz. Tovois with dashing, it's referring to boyaz. Al tovois is boyaz. Don't be mavaza boyaz and say boyaz did a midaito, he did it on his own accord. But learn from there. Lomoid mizikni yisrael ki yesh lal mish yismach. Rely on boyaz, yesh mal ismach. Boyaz didn't do it on his own accord. Boyaz touched up the posuk. Vo'oime eslat Hashem mefer to yosecho. He knew it because of Eslas Hashem Efer to Yosecho. There's a time that Amol, you have to be Efer to Yosecho, even though usually saying Shem Shemaim is a Chiddush, maybe Shem Shemaim Vatola, Shor Shalom Chaveh B'Shem, Al Tovois Ki Zikno Omar, Zikno said this, don't be B'mivaza Boyos. Now, on its own, we wouldn't stamp Dashen, Al Tovois maybe on Boyaz, Eslas Hashem Efer to Yosecho. Azoi state in Tos Yontif. Maybe Yom Zeh dropped the whole Malach. Say, it Boyaz being arrived on Boyaz, and the Pesuk is Al-Tovois and Boyaz. Zog to Tos Yontif, that without the Malach telling Gideon, then we will not dash and Al-Tovois is going on Boyaz. So you need all of them. That's the four Voimers in the Mishnah. You need Boyaz, and plus Boyaz has a Chiddush that they answered back to. They returned his Shalom with the Shem Hashem to. And Boyaz alone is Adaraya, because maybe Midaite of them state the fact that is a malach. Malach is not a rai. Maybe it's just a shlichus from the Eibishter. He's been mavase him. Av dem state al tovois, and that's upgetached in boyas, that is going on boyas, because the eis las shem eferet ha-esecho. And the eis las says that don't forget Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem should be shogah al-picha. There was a time that, maybe there was man of Avedi Zohar too at that time. So in order to Shem Hashem shogah al-picha, so it's eis las dikadin to be shogah b'shem. Zog di gemara.
You learn this pasuk of Eis Lashem both ways. When we learned the Mishnah, we didn't really explain it well, but now the Gemara is going to explain it. Zog the Gemara as follows. Mireshel Sefer Midrash. How do you dash from the beginning to the end? As follows. Eis Lasso Eis Lashem. The Eibishter does mishpat. The Eibishter meets out punishment. My tam, mishum eferet teresecha. Because of Rishoyim. Because Rishoyim did not follow the Eibishter, so the Eibishter is eis las is lashem. He meets out mishpat. And he punishes them. That's called mireisha l'sefer. And then likewise, zog the Gemara, misefer l'reisha midrash, from the sefer to the reisha, is a sefer teresecha. When could the tzaddikim, when could the oizer tzoyne be mefer terosoi? Like over here, we see that he was shoyl b'shem and he decided to do this halacha. Or like we see that Eliyahu bar Carmel, he brought a bomber because of the to show that there's an Eibishter. So when is it a fair terosecha? Bishum eis las Hashem, because it's a zman of a siog that you have to make because of a fair terosecha, because of eis las Hashem. So when is it a fair terosecha? When do the tzaddikim, the righteous, are, so to speak, made for when it's Eis Las Hashem? Zog di Gemara. Zog di Rashi. Itim heim Lashem, Las Mishpat Puronios, Ba'ivre Ritzoinoi. The Ebisha is Las Lashem because of Eferet Hashem, because we're showing that I'm made for. And the Sefer Lereisha means Heferet Rosa Ois Ritzoinoi Kagoin Elio Bar Carmel. Why? She hikri b'bomah b'shas Yisrael b'bomahs b'shum de'es lasa siyog v'gedah b'yisol in order to elevate the shmoy shal kodesh baruch hu. So there shouldn't be oivid l'baal. Zog mo tanya. Hil ha'zoken oimer b'shas ha'machnisin pazer b'shas ha'machnisin when there's no chachom in the door then a marbit toira to talmidim pazer you make yourself available to teach others to be mishana to talmidim b'shas ha'mefazrim when the gedolim arm themselves on Marbitz Torah, kaneis. So then don't take a scholar for yourself. Don't become mitamol and magich here, but rather be an onav. That's gufa de kvayt shemayim, to be oiches amidas hanova, like it's, and that's we learn from the pasuk, es las Hashem, heferet teresecho, vim roiso. And if you see, shedor shater chaviva olav, you see a door, that what, that Torah is so chav on them, then pazer, then, you should take teach Torah be mishana to talmidim in any instance. And emar yesh mefazer v'noisaf oid v'imri sador sheina Torah chaviva olav. Meaning, if you're going to teach Torah, it will be mutar be'bizoyin.
they're going to disrespect it. So then, kaneis, then do not teach. Don't be mefazer it. Why? Shenema yislas Hashem eferet erosecho. Be made for the Torah from being mefazer it. Zok di gemara, dorish bakapora. When it's going to end up being multiple bizoyin, then do not, when you reach a dorish, she'ena Torah chavivolov, then kaneis. Then don't, and you have to know exactly, it shouldn't be causing a bizoyin at Torah. So Drashi, Val Tatl Divrei Torah le Bizoyin. Feret Torah Secha, Zog Drashi, Milafazro B'Shah Shakinus L'Shem Shemayim. Zog Di Gemara, Dorash Ba'Kapora, Ba'Kapora Dashan as follows. Zulas Kvoitz, Kono Mino Ba'Aso De Les Gavo Tamon. Oh, no, there's another Zach. Zulus Kvoitz, Zlois kvoitz means that, oh, zulas kvoitz kone mino. Zog Rashi. Im riso prakmati bezoil, if you see an item for sale, very cheap, so make sure you buy it. Kvoitz v'knei. V'esav shesoifet is yakin. If you see gold went down, you see something that's very, it's a good buy, so then buy it. Zulas kvoitz kanei. Meaning, when kone mino. When you see something that went down in value, prakmati, cheap, grab it, chap it around. The Goyin actually learns that this is all going on Torah. It's a moshel. Meaning, when you see Torah not being learned, that's a hemshach. When you see certain parts of Torah not being learned, so then grab it, chap it around. Chap it around, the limud was under the lelnenisht, or the time that people don't learn. The Friday afternoons, or the times like that. Zulas kvoitz konemino. When it's zoil, then we should chap it around specifically, especially. Zog di gemara, ba'asa deles gavat hamon. In a place where there isn't someone to be murder halacha, have a gaver. Take if you're able to, obviously, have a gaver, be the person, whatever that means in leadership roles. Omer Rabbi Shmamino, ba'asa, from here you can deduce, there is gaver tamon, when there is someone to be able to paskin, loy have a gaver. Then don't take that position, then don't be the gaver. Zogmo, pshita, zog Rashi, hoda ba'ilomeli, pshita shalayyoga the malach befnei rabbi lom la rabbi la mash michlolo. If there's a gavet tamon, then it's b'makom rabbi. Of course, you can't be mara halacha. So gemara leitznitzcha ela b'shesneim shovin. The chiddush is when you and the other person are shovim. Zog Rashi b'shesneim shovin im bo so b'makom talmid chacham. You coming to a place of a talmid chacham ve'ein chagol mimenu. You're not greater than him. So then al titol atora lidroish b'mkoymer. Do not dashen in his place halacha or dashen or whatever it is. He's more than you. If you're equal, that's a chiddush. If you're not greater, then don't do it. B'shesh name shoven, still don't do it. So Medayik and Rashi, dafke in boso. If you're coming to a place that you are not don't live, so then al titol if you're shove. Mashma then if you were kavu in that place, then a shove b'shove is muta to be meira to be hayra meira ra and to dashen. Zok di gemara. Dorash Bakapora, Ezu Pasha Ktanish Kagufi Tera Tluyim Behen. What's a small Pasha that all Gufi Tera are Tolly in it? Zog the Mora, Behold Rochel, the Ehu, Behu Yasher, O Chosecho. Behold Rochel, the Ehu. Meaning, in all instances, in all ways, be the Ehu. Tight shop and understand and internalize what Hashem's Rotzen is. Behu Yasher, O Chosecho. That means even if you have to be over an Avera, the Eyu, meaning always be the Eyu, what you're doing it for, L'Shem Shemayim. For instance, Zog Rashi, Elio Bahar Carmel, he was over B'Shaz Issa Bomis, but it was the Eyu, he felt it was Eitz Las L'Shem. So B'chol D'Rochech, whatever you do, make sure you think before you do, B'yashar Chasecho. Omar Rova, Afilu L'Dvar Avera, like we're saying, even L'Dvar Avera. That doesn't mean we do averus l'shmo. It means when a person like Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, so then it's b'chol d'rachel d'ayu. Dorish ba'kapora, lo oylom yilmad adam ez b'noi umnus nikiya v'kala. Always teach your son an umnus, a trade, a profession, that's nikiya v'kala. Nikiya means without any gezel, and kala means without any chisar and kiss. It shouldn't cost him too much. It should go easy, panos should go easy, and it should be without gezel, nikiya. Now, the chiddush is, La'olam, it says. La'olam means even if you're rich, you think you're rich, you think you don't need to teach him, everything is good. No. La'olam. You never know what's going to be in the future, even if you're rich. Mashveh always says that Rabbi Aaron used to say, Rabbi Aaron Kotler used to say, that that Ashiras doesn't last more than six doiris. If you look in history, it's always six generations of Ashirim, and then that Mishpacha, six generations of Aniyim, goes ups and down. And the Baron said, there's one exception, the Rothschilds. By them, they didn't see the ups and downs, by them it remained. But Benzius is, La'olam Yomad Adam is Benoi, because you don't know what's going to be. Zok Demoga, Mahi, what's called an Umdes Kala? Omer Avchizda, Mechta de Talmiyusa. Mechta Talmiyusa is, Rashi explains, it's a type of weave. It's a type of weave, a tefira that you make, that you go into different rows, shugas, katalme mana, and that type of umnis is a umnis kala. I guess it's easy to do, and it's no gezel, there's no question of gezel involved in it. Zog di Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yoimel, Oilem Ayab Adam Reim B'tech Beisoy, do not have too many acquaintances and friends in your home, Shenemar, Ish Reim Lizroya, because too many friends, and you'll end up fighting with them. So sometimes not so good to have so many friends. Tanya Rabbi Yoimel, Al Yim Rodem Apotopos B'tech Beisoy, do not appoint an apotropos to be in your home, to go in and out of your home, to be in charge of your finances. Because why? Shilmar lemina poitifa as Yosef apotropos. If not for poitifa appointing Yosef an apotropos b'tech beisoy lebal oisa dover, he was kimat shochva imi. Right, the whole maaser that took place, he became an apotropos. Before that, there was nothing that happened to Yosef. Became an apotropos. That's when the wife of poitifa started up with him. Zog matayni Rabbi Yomel loman ischa pasha nozle pasha soita. What's the connection between the two pashas? Why is nozle next to soita lemelcha? Shkola roya soita b'kikula. Meaning, whenever you see a soita b'kikula, the kikula means a soita removes her hair. It's korea b'godel. So then yazer atzmin ayayin. You yourself should abstain from wine because you see what wine can cause an avera. Now we're talking about a soita, the woman. What's an negate to him? The Gemara in Soita Daf Yud says that kol mezana ishta mezana olav. So you yourself be nazir atzmin ayayin. So you yourself won't do averas. So likewise, this will prevent your wife from being mezana too. Why is if he withholds giving tumas ma'isis to a koyin, serve nitzach lekoyin. At the end, he'll need the koyin. That means he'll need ma'isa oni al yedei, or faket, he'll need al yedei ishtoi. He'll need the koyin because she'll end up being a soita. If you withhold giving tumas ma'isis to a koyin, you'll need the koyin for the pasha of soita. Shenema v'ishes kedoshav lo yiyu. Lo yiu, meaning that it will be lo yiu. You will need him. B'samach le, lo yiu, lo yiu, if you keep it by yourself, kedoshov, if you keep the truma shemaisav lo yiu by yourself, and you don't give it to the koyin, then b'samach le ish kisiste ishtoi, so then v'ksiv v'hevi ish as ishtoi, you bring your wife to the parish of soita. Zogmo, that's one connection between truma shemaisav and soita. V'lo yoid, elasov shenitzach lohen, you yourself will need the koyin, meaning for maisav oni, you'll become poor. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'ish as kedoshov lo yihu. Over here we dash in lo yihu. That means as follows, that you will need Maisa Oni. Why is it called Kedoshav? Because even though Maisa Oni doesn't know Kedusha Maisa Oni, but Pshat is there's a Kedusha's mitzvah. Zoi Zok Tabi Yosef Engel, Gilyoni Hashas. There's a mitzvah of Maisa Tztoka, so that's why it's Kedoshav lo yiu. Now, the difference is that what's it called? The difference is that, okay, let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Omrav Nachem by Yitzok v'im nosnon, and if you end up giving the Maisa, soif mis Asher will become rich. Shenema ish ash yitan lekoyen lo yiye momen harbe. He'll have a lot of money. So the Mashar explains over here, at the end, if you give, you'll get momen harbe. He explains as follows. Before we dash in the Pasuk, lo yiu means that you'll end up getting Maisa oni. It says, lo yiu, loshen rabim. That means you're getting the Maisa Oni. Masha Enkein, lo yiyeh is Loshen Yochid, is going on the person. You'll become rich. At the end, when you give the Maisa, then lo yiyeh, then you'll become rich. But if you withhold it, then lo yiyu, then you will receive the plural, the Maisa Oni, that's stuck in the handout. So we see the connection, Sai Mitzad withholding it, Sai Mitzad the Ishtoi Soita, and Sai Mitzad that you will end up being poor, you'll need Maisa Oni. But if you give it at the end, you'll become rich, Momen Harbeh.
Now Rashi ala Torah learns a poshed kedosh of lo yiyah, meaning that you're allowed to decide ma'isa ani tovis hano lo yiyah. You can decide who it goes to with the vav. Here Rashi is learning that you're ma'akev lo yiyah for yourself. Zok the Gemara om Rav Huna b'brachia mishum the Rebbe Lozer akapa kol a meshatav shem shemayim b'tzaroi. Whoever's meshatav shem shemayim b'tzaroi. So Rashi explains shemavorach alaro daina emes. He's mevorach daina emes. Inami shemavakish rachmel fonov. He's mevakish rachmel to the Eibishter. They double his panosa and emar v'hoyo shakai b'tzorich v'kesef tayafo is loch tayafo is agdrashi is loshen b'tzorich means b'tzorosro tayafo is loshen kfeila, meaning you'll get double your panosa if you cry out to the Eibishter or you mevorach al dayna emes. The panosha will be my fefes. It will hover over you like a tipper, like a bird. You'll have an abundance of it. Shenemar, the kesef teyafes loch. Omrev tevi, omrev yesha. Kol amar pa'atzma b'divet teira. That means he doesn't learn with the ganze geschmack, with the ganze bren. He takes it easy. The mashal says, even if you learn, but you don't do it with the ganze, you make it aradik. So then, ein boy koyach lamed b'yom tzorah. He won't have a koyach to stand against the yom tzorah. Shenemar his rapiso b'yom tzorah. You'll be rofu b'yom tzorah. Tzak kechecho. Zok di gemara. Om rabami b'masam eshmuv afilu mitzvah achas. Even in one mitzvah, if you're marpy yourself, shenemar his rapiso mikol mokoyim. Om rav safra b'avu have mishtoy kashiyorat chanina ben achik b'shua legoyla. Om rav safra b'avu have mishtoy. He was there kashiyorat ben chanina ben achik b'shua. Legoyla. He went to the Goyla to Chutzlaretz. He was ma'abeshon mechutzlaretz. He not only ma'abeshon mechutzlaretz. Ve'kavei chadoshim mechutzlaretz. Others say he just made the cheshbonis over there. But either way, it's supposed to be done only in Eitzol. Shogu achav shnei tam lechomim. They sent two messages, two tam lechomim, to tell him to desist. Stop being ma'abeshon mechutzlaretz. Don't make the calculations and do the etzim ibur in chutzlaretz. Who did they send? Reb Yosef ben Kippur ben Benoy Shoschai ben Kvito came and shara oisam. When he saw them, Omalei, he told them, Lama Bosom, why are you here? Omalei, Lulmai Torah Banu. They told him that we're coming here to learn Torah. He wanted people to see that he trusts them, and then they would give him Musa. Zok demal hichas aleim. So he made a big announcement about them. Halolik doli adarim, they're great people. Vavisheim shimshu beis hamikdash. Their forefathers were in the beis hamikdash. Koisa shenino, like we learned. Schay ben kvutul oima harbe pomikrisi lefonov besefer Daniel. I read in front of the kohen gadol besefer Daniel. Hischil hu metame. Whatever he paskent on tuma, hey metarim. They said the opposite. Once they already got such a prestigious position in the people in the town over there, so they were metarim. What he was metame. Who also what he was asked. Hey matirim, they were matir. So hiches aleim. So he said about them. Anoshim alulu shel shoveim, shel toyuheim. They're worthless. Omuloi, but you can't do that now anymore. Kvar bar niso, you already built us up. You already said we are gdoyle ador. Viat yochel listor. Kvar gadato. Viat yochel lifroitz. Can't backtrack now. Omalem. So then he told them. Why are you being matir without us matame? Was matame? Ani oisav atem matirim. You're being ma'abeshonim, you're doing the wrong thing in Chutzlaretz. Omalem, Akiva ben Yosef, how you ma'abeshonim v'kveya chadoshim chutzlaretz? Akiva ben Yosef did it also. He went, he was ma'abeshonim chutzlaretz. Omaloi, don't make a ray from Akiva ben Yosef. Hanukh Akiva shalai niach kamoisa beitzi sol. He was the god lador, lo niach kamoisa beitzi sol. And the reason why he did it is because why don't you do it in eight, only in eight soul? To show that Kimitzian Tetzet Torah, the Sanhedrin is the one that does it. But since he was the god lador, and it's after the Churban is no Sanhedrin, so mele he was ma'abi even chutzlaretz. Omalei, so he said, I'm the same as Akiva. Afani lo inachti kamoisi beitzi sol. I'm also the greatest. So mele, I'm also being ma'abi. Omuloi, they said, you're not so great. Gdiim, sheinachto nasa tioshim. Your students that you had there became tioshim. They became older. And they gave us Musa, a message that we should rebuke you. Bale kanayimim, veim shigunu etzlecho. V'chein omuloi, you know what they told us? Luchuva imguloi, tell us bishmenu. Im shamer, if you desist and stop being ma'abishonar mutav, it's good. Vim lav, yehe benido, you'll be in cherem. Dr. Moses, samachimulam at beiz. V'omru, and they told the people that were following him, if you now desist and following him and stop being ma'abeshon and mutav, it's good. And if not, yalu lahar achya, go up to the mountain, yivne mizbeach, make a bomber, chananya inagin, chananya will be menagin, and bekinor, v'yichapru kulam v'yomru ein lam chelik b'elkei Yisrael, and you should all know you have no chelik in elkei Yisrael. Now, miyad go kolom bebichya. They started crying. We don't want to be excommunicated and put into cherem. Va'omru chas v'sholem. Yesh on the chelik b'elkei Yisrael. the kol kach lama. So what's the whole purpose of making sure there's no ibushon mechutz lavetz? Bishum shenemar ki mitzion teitzeira udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That's why you have it only in Eitz Yisrael. Now let's finish the last gemara to the two dots. Bishlama who metarvei metamin. I understand why he was metarin. They were machmir on something that he was metarin. Lechumra elohu metamin metarin. Hechi have a ovid. How could you do that? How could you be metarin something that he was metamin? After all, v'tanya chacham she metamin chaver asher letarin. You're not loving metarin. Osa in chaver asher lehatir. So people shouldn't follow him. They went and mamash did the opposite. That which was metame. And we show him in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin say that when someone nechachem says something osir, it's nepach leisir. So that's the chiddush. It's nepach leisir. That's an alibi metare. Why can't he be metare after he's metame? Because it becomes osir be'etzim. The first psak makes it that it becomes tome. It becomes osir. The chiddush is they did it bishuloi nigru basrei in order that people shouldn't follow him. And that was the reason they did it. We'll stop over here by the two dots. Yeah,